You heard the rest. Now here's the best Stay Tuned Sports Podcast with Jimbo and O'Brien.
And yes, we are back again, me and Shoulders here, and we picked up a stranger, a hitchhiker. I mean, he was paying to be on the show, so...
He does look homeless.
Yeah, I mean, when he walked into the studios here in Central Florida...
it's Hollywood, Florida!
That's Hollywood, Florida.
It's Allentown!
Allentown!
Yeah, they want me back, make the show happen.
No, no, you must have got our text message and the restraining order all wrong. Stay away.
I think they want to be friends.
Yeah. Just like Harley Quinn. Oh, he really loves me. Stay away, 500 feet away from him. So how you guys doing?
Good. I know Juan's pissed. He's been trying to get on the show as a steady correspondent. We pulled in Allentown.
Fucking dicks.
Shut up or you're leaving.
Just go lock that wand back up again.
I mean, I actually do feel sorry for him. I mean, he's slowly getting knocked down the totem pole here. I mean, first it was he was the number two guy, then you came in, he's the number three guy, and now he's number five.
Hold on. Listen to me. At least my last name isn't Kaholic. Al.
Oh, I thought you were making fun of me. I thought you said alcoholic. Listen, asshole.
I did. That's Allentown's name. Colic. Ow. I am out.
Hey,
I have no control over this show anymore.
Someone's got to be one.
So, you know, we actually have a lot to talk about on this show. Obviously, we have the Chiefs and the 49ers to talk about, the Super Bowl, and talk about those game. And thanks to Chip Kelly, we have a Philadelphia Eagles running back in the Super Bowl again. That Mostert.
We're one of the 8 or 9 teams that cut him.
But I like to take credit for that.
Let's just dive into this. So we got San Fran and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't seem like it's going to be a bad Super Bowl.
Was that not the worst weekend of football you just saw this past weekend?
Why? I mean,
yeah, I can't say it was the worst.
Chiefs, that game was really, really good. For a second, I actually thought Andy Reid was not going to win it.
No, you mean choke?
Yeah.
There was no shot of that. But, okay, the second game, what was interesting about the second
game? No, second game, I even texted my buddy, and I said I thought Aaron Rodgers.
You didn't text me.
Well, King.
You only have one friend.
I didn't pay you yet. But I really thought Rodgers' experience would have came out, and just that defense is...
I was going to say, but doesn't it prove...
I had a feeling they were frauds all year.
I thought Packers. I thought the San Fran defense was for real, and Jimbo jumped all over me for a couple shows.
San Fran was for real.
And I don't think, as way people think, that Kansas City's going to have such an easy time.
Honestly,
well, they're only a two-point favorite. I don't think they're going to have an easy time.
I really think it's going to come down to Mahomes. If San Fran can stop him from running, I mean, he's still going to put, you know, a couple touchdowns through the air, but he just took over that Titans game with his rushing.
He's the X factor.
Yeah. He is, and he's looking better now. So that's what it comes down to. To me, I feel San Fran's D versus Mahomes.
And it's speed against speed with both teams. Well, so,
but also my
disheartenment. I'm sorry to cut you off. My disheartenment that and my worry for San Fran though is, and I don't want to sound like a jerk, but Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
he's not been in a big game.
And he threw 8 passes last week.
So. Seven.
That's crazy. They're going back to the old style football.
If the Chiefs and the Chiefs defense is no joke, so my worry is, I know, you know, it seems like the Chiefs would be a more complete team.
That's what I was going to bring up. Is, you know, you brought up that San Fran versus Mahomes,
right?
I mean, what's his name? I pronounced it wrong.
Well, I mean, that's what's going to keep them in it. Garoppolo. Yeah.
No,
Mossert.
I don't know why I keep on.
But they have Breida. They have the other guy too.
He's hurt though. They say he might be back.
Oh, okay. Coleman's out. Yeah, dislocated his shoulder.
Yeah, but they said he was planning on being back for the Super Bowl.
I mean, the way he went down, I actually thought he tore a rotator cuff or something. The way he was in so much pain and the way he landed too.
But Mossert wasn't even like starting that game.
That's yeah.
Right.
And if,
came in and went for over 200 yards.
Well, right, but he did that early in the season with fantasy, too, because everybody picked him up quick, and then he didn't do nothing for, like, six games. So,
well, you know, it's kind of funny you brought up about fantasy, because I got a funny story that you're both going to laugh at me. I won $15 on DraftKings because I did have Mostert or whatever his name is, but the way it went was you picked a captain for your team, and it was a five-player lineup. Pick a captain for your team, and you get 1.5 times the points. The guy that came in first won $12,000. He had the exact same lineup I had. I had Aaron Rodgers as captain. He had Mostert.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm like, so I lost. Well, I didn't lose, but I had a chance to win that much money, and I'm like, and that's what it came down to, because I thought right. Breda was the starter.
Right.
And I looked at his stats, and he's like 1 or 2 points past 2-3 weeks.
Now, also with San Fran is Bosa's got hurt that last game. So how's he going to respond? Now, he came back in and played.
Yeah.
That's but, the second game in a row that happened.
Right. That must run through their family. I mean, you had, you know, Joey Bosa and now Nick Bosa, both in their rookie years, got hurt, you know, for an extended period of time, but... If you had to pick between the Bosa brothers, who to have on Philly, who would you rather, Joey or Nick? At this point, because Joey plays for San Diego, L.A. Chargers. I still call him San Diego.
The only reason I'm going to say Nick is because I feel like he's less of a distraction. Where Joey, to me, seems more of a distraction and a little bit of a diva.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
I think Nick is quicker. I mean, watching that game. Everybody says Clowney is quick off the ball. This kid is, I think he's a lot quicker than Clowney off the
Have
ball.
Have you watched a full game with Joey Bosa yet?
No.
That boy can take a game over.
I'm not saying he can. Yeah. You're asking me my opinion.
Yeah. No. I got you.
Now, I'm not saying he's not good.
I take the right side of Joey and the left side of Nick.
Well, way to be a fucking liberal on that one.
I was going
to
say, Jesus Christ, you only pick one.
Sure, God, you came in with that insight. Holy shit. Would you rather Aaron Rodgers or Patrick Mahomes? Well, I'd like Patrick Mahomes to start.
About brothers and then brothers
and Aaron Rodgers to come in and... What?
I wouldn't take any bit of Aaron Rodgers.
Right. My other concern with Kansas City, and we mentioned it, is we said, would the Eagles... under Andy Reid have won the Super Bowl when they did.
I'm glad you're bringing this up, too.
Knowing the way he coaching style. Now, we all know on that fourth down play, we would have kicked the field goal and never went for the Philly special.
Yeah.
He has a habit of being a great coach, but one, he chokes under pressure, and he plays too conservative at times.
So let me ask you this, and I'm going to stay out of this, because I was thinking about this today, and I knew you were going to bring this up. And I think Joey Bosa's up there screaming.
And that's Antonio Brown trying to get out of the house.
Yeah. I left my phone outside. Was it Reed? And we brought it up last week. Was it Reed that choked that Super Bowl away or McNabb? Is Mahomes a better quarterback than McNabb to win the Super Bowl for Reed?
Yes, in my opinion.
And there's more talent on this Kansas City team than there was on that Eagles team.
Right. See, I get you're saying maybe a better team, but... Really that big of a difference? I don't know if there's that big of a difference. I think for the Eagles...
A lot more speed than we had.
Right, but it was also a different error.
We had Gio on a broken ankle.
It was a different error, though.
That's what I was going to say.
Todd Pinkston.
Right.
He was James Thrash.
Right.
Touchdown Freddie Mitchell.
What? The People's Champ.
The People's Champ.
The People's Champ. Yeah, with the belt.
But did you think we weren't able to win that if there was better plays?
Could be.
But and if
I thought
anything,
we were able to win it then.
Right. But my now take back and look at that and look at McNabb's performance, I think it fell on him more than anybody.
Yeah.
There was receivers open that he missed.
He did say
he
that.
He also threw up on the field.
I watched an interview with him today.
Listen.
All of his Campbell's soup went over the 50-yard line.
He did say he tried to do too much.
And we played conservative D on the last drive where New England went up, and then we fell short.
That and I still blame.
But Andy Reid not going into hurry-up offense, making them huddle every time.
Right.
And also,
that's part of Andy Reid's doing, too.
Well, that's my point. You're just further extending that my worry is, as great as a coach he is, when it comes to big games, he's more of that kid that's a mastermind video game player, right? Yeah. But when it comes to the championship game of playing the video game, he goes back to just basic and gets concerned and just wants to win. It's so bad that he's not willing to take a risk.
And even to help your point, Coryell Buckhalter was running all over the Patriots the first half of the game.
Right.
And then
Buckhalter forgot all about it. See, I told you there was another back besides Westbrook.
Westbrook was the main back, and he was a Darren Sproles of that era. He was the ultimate catching back. I mean, he did phenomenal things. So I'm pulling for Andy.
Second half, you know, Reed got away from it. I mean, I'm going for Andy Reid too. I'm going for the Chiefs.
See, I'm not going for Andy Reid. I'm going for the Chiefs organization because they deserve it. But I won't mind seeing San Fran win it after everything they've been
through. There's a small part of me that wants San Fran to win because I don't know if you guys seen the videos of Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend, wife, whatever she is. I don't condone violence. I want to punch her in the face. She's so freaking annoying.
Well, what did she do?
Like,
so why can't she celebrate?
Say words. Don't be like shaking the camera and.
That's like when I hand you a Miller Lite. You don't say words.
Yeah. I just guzzle it.
Right.
You know?
So, I mean,
but I don't shake it.
Can you really criticize a woman for being excited?
When it's the first time? Okay.
A man that sounds like Kermit the Frog just won the Super Bowl.
That's funny, though. Hey, guys. We're going to go for the Super Bowl, okay?
I'm lost, but okay. Alrighty then.
So, a new segment that we're going to kind of bring into the show here and there. It's going to be called What If? And since we're talking about the San Fran Kansas City game, talking about the San Fran running back.
Mostert.
Thank you.
Mostert.
If Chip Kelly never cut him. Now, that year that we cut him, Grant, we had Ryan Matthews, Derek Murray. DeMarco Murray, and
he did a lot for us, huh?
Yeah, you know, and that's why I bring this up. If we kept him, would we have been better than, you know, how Chip Kelly really was?
No.
Do you think he was the missing piece?
No. I think Mostert's having a great year there, and I think it's mostly because San Fran's line is doing a great job.
Okay.
It's not like he's breaking a behind-the-line hit and then running 10, breaking another. He's hitting a hole hard and doing what a running back should do by committee. I don't see that number one running back esque talent.
Well, isn't this like the eighth team that he's on?
Right.
I mean, it is, but sometimes that eighth team, Kurt Warner, for a good example, Hall of Fame quarterback, took two or three teams till.
Yeah, but he had absolute skill. He made plays when they shouldn't have been made plays. So he became a superstar in that sense.
But why didn't he stick with, you know, the Redskins or whoever he started with?
So, well, obviously because it was the Redskins.
That's true.
Well, so how many quarterbacks have they killed?
I forget the running back's name, but let's go back to the Super Bowl where that Redskin running back went for 200 yards, and then you never heard from him again.
Well, and, I mean, when was the last time they were in the Super Bowl? Because
it might have been before I was born. 1980s, 1990s.
I'm just saying, he had a good game.
Well, Ernest Biner?
No, he didn't retire. He played more seasons. You just didn't.
No, Ernest Biner?
No, it wasn't Ernest Biner.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
Somebody that you never heard of. That's my whole point.
What Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl that they.
Who they play?
It was after the Doug Williams one. It was the one right
with
after
Mark Ripken. At quarterback, Art Monk.
He ran for over 200 yards in the Super Bowl.
You know, that would be Ernest Biner.
He's thinking of Tecmo Super Bowl, not NFL Super Bowl.
Okay.
I mean, no, Ripken won one.
Yeah.
And that was with Art Monk.
Yeah.
At receiver. The other receiver they had.
Riggins? Okay. That's the only two Redskins.
Ernest Biner was the running back for a long time.
Yeah. And Riggins, I believe, was right before him.
Well, yeah. But he also played on other teams.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yes,
I'm not dismissing what you're saying, Allentown. I'm just trying to figure out who this running back is because.
And that does happen a lot. I mean, David Tyree, the infamous catch on his head, that was really the only game he's ever known for, and following year he was gone.
It seems like there's always a Super Bowl hero that's a no-namer, and that's what makes the NFL special. I don't think.
Nick Foles.
Shut up. Are you done? The people are sick of hearing it because they think you're an idiot, but. I don't think of any other running back for them. But again, I mean, we're talking now about the 49ers and the Chiefs, and this is my dilemmas with them.
Yeah.
So, and I really believe it falls in, although San Fran's team plays well on defense, is what is Garoppolo going to be able to do?
And that's the thing. I mean, they do have weapons, obviously, with George Kittle.
But he's a beast.
Who would you take, George Kittle or Zach Ertz?
Now?
Yes.
Well, I take Kittle just because he's younger.
Yeah, that's true. He's what, about probably about
right.
5 years.
But I mean, any given Sunday, anybody can get hurt. It's tough. Yeah. Ertz is Ertz. He's great. I can't. Yeah. I mean, that's tough for me.
Yeah. You know? But they also
that's
have.
It's like
Sanders.
Seeing Travis Kelce or Zach Ertz.
I would still take Ertz.
Really?
I mean, I would put here's my top three. Obviously, they're the top three tight ends for the NFL. And it's a big
we'd
drop
like to
off.
Take a short break. It was Ernest Byner.
Yep. No, it wasn't. I would have remembered that if it was Ernest Byner.
That's since the main guys, running back for that whole era when Ripken, Art Monk, and who's the other?
Since you guys can't see, me and Shoulders were trying to buy Allentown time to look up what Washington running back he's talking about, and then he gets off his phone and won't admit that it was Ernest Byner. So
it wasn't Ernest Byner. But go ahead.
I'm just saying. But continue your statement.
Let me ask you then. Let me finish my statement, then I'll ask you. So my top three tight ends for the NFL are Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, and then George Kittle.
I'm thinking of Brian Mitchell, because then he came to the Eagles.
Yeah,
I know he did.
One of our better returners.
You're saying the three top tight ends.
Yeah. Who would you?
So you're saying in 1992 you're talking about?
Somewhere around there.
Okay. Who would you? How would you rank them between Zach Ertz, George Kittle, and Travis Kelce? Who would you take number one?
I'd probably take Travis Kelce.
Okay.
I love Ertz. I do. I love Ertz. But Kittle's all three. I mean, it's so hard to choose.
That's the funny part.
Kelce's stud like.
Yeah. For a long time, it was Rob Gronkowski and everybody else. Now, we got three very, very close
talent-wise. And we actually have a fourth on his way up.
Who's that?
Dallas Goedert.
Let me see how next year go.
Right. And I need a little more info.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not
There's already talks of Ertz being traded and stuff like that.
Ertz not going.
All right. The running backs for 92 were as follows for the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Their quarterback was Mark Ripken and Jeff Rutledge. Whatever the hell that is.
He was the quarterback before Phil Simms with the Giants.
Sure. You would know because you were alive and I wasn't.
Yes, that's right.
Running backs, Ernest Byner, Brian Mitchell, and Ricky Irvins.
You're thinking of Byner.
I could be wrong. So.
Now, they had a great receiver core, though. They had Desmond Howard, Art Monk, and Gary Clark. Amazing. So, I'm just saying, that's why I couldn't think.
Who won the Super Bowl MVP that year?
Super Bowl MVP that year, Allentown would have been Mark Ripken, the quarterback. So...
So, actually, speaking of quarterback, well, all right, so Super Bowl, who's your picks? I mean, obviously, I said Reed, you're going Kansas City.
Kansas City, yeah.
And you're going.
Now, here's what my question is going to be to you two. Do you want who I think's going to win or who I hope wins?
Well, I think hope will be San Fran.
Yes.
But you like Mahomes.
I think they're a better team.
And they're a better team. So, we want...
Unless Garoppolo surprises the shit out of me, I think they're lacking right now with him.
Being an Eagle fan,
mm-hmm.
How could you be against Andy Reid?
Oh, wait till you hear this excuse.
What do you mean excuse? Because it's hard for me to root for a guy that for 13, 14 seasons, mm-hmm. I banked so hard on, and he couldn't get the job done in Philadelphia.
I mean, he turned a whole organization around.
Around
put us in his right direction.
Did he win the Super Bowl?
He got there.
Again, let me rephrase the question a little slower for you.
Technically, he kind of did help.
There's only one coach in our lifetime that won the Super Bowl.
And Reed helped get him to Philly.
And
Reed
helped
get
him
there.
Saying
that. You guys can attack me all you want. You're asking me my opinion.
Yeah.
I love Andy. I respect Andy. And I wish nothing but the best for Andy.
So go Andy. Win the Super Bowl.
No.
You always got to be difficult, Shoulders.
No. Fight.
Finish him.
He's a difficult fella.
He is.
I'm difficult.
Wonder
you're
what his home life is like.
You bring up stats from 1992.
Sunshine and roses. That's what
yeah,
it
I'm
is.
A little older than everybody else. Little. Forgot things,
Jesus
too.
Christ. He was talking about the Giants before. He was talking about the 1950 Giants, not the 1990.
No, when I was growing up, Rutledge was the starter, and Sims came in and took over Rutledge's job.
Sims' grandfather? Oh, okay.
No, Phil Sims. That's why I hate the Giants.
So, moving on.
So, let's finish your what-if segment.
So, yeah.
But wait a minute. So, you're taking Kansas City for sure. That's who you want to win.
Yeah, I want Kansas City.
Kansas City.
And I'm taking Kansas City to win, but I'm hoping San Fran can pull it off.
God, that'd be a nightmare.
Why?
I'm just hoping not for a...
I don't know any San Fran fans that would be obnoxious. They've had a tough year.
Oh, I know
they
few.
They lived through the Colin Kaepernick years. They got rid of him and made it smart. They had
one
a
yard
rough...
away from winning the Super Bowl.
Anyway, they have a rough time all the way. So, I mean, what can I...
We interrupt this program with breaking news. This just in. Moments ago. We now go live to our reporter.
Rexton Tells All here with breaking news out of Philadelphia. With hopes to be reclaiming the Broad Street bully role, Gritty has beat up a 13-year-old kid.
What?
Yes. He beat up a 13-year-old kid. When he said that the Flyers sucked. Other breaking news out of Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Florida. Antonio Brown and his trainer are leaving a bad review on Yelp for their moving company. He's so upset and distraught, he's now hiding in his house. That is all. Back to you, folks.
Wow. Gritty attacking kids now. And you know,
do you expect anything less from
first
the Flyers?
Off, you know, I think Rexton was down in Philly because he had a bystander come and hijack his fucking breaking news segment there. maybe it was the kid that freaking got hit back in the back of the head by Gritty. But yeah, so he's attacking kids now.
Well, the first day out, didn't he scare kids when they came out the first time? People were terrified.
That's why he's punching kids now.
Right.
So I guess the story that
do you see how I look, motherfucker?
I always said he looked like Animal from the Muppets on coke.
Maybe the kid had some cocaine in his pocket and wasn't beating Gritty's knees.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I guess how the story went, because it was just broke today. It was a meet and greet back in November, and the kid went up and, I guess, playfully, quote, playfully.
Bitch, I live in a trash can.
Hit Gritty on top of the head. And, I mean, obviously we don't condone beating kids or anything like that, but... Gritty proceeded to get up, full steam ahead, ran at the kid, and hit him in the back of the head.
Hey,
to the point that the father actually...
You
want
to play, you got to pay.
Wait, should we now say that'll be a new term? We'll call it a drive-by Gritty?
Drive-by there, Gritty, yeah, I like
you've
that.
You've been grittied.
Just got grittied, people.
Oh my god! But it was supposedly such a hard punch that the father of the 13-year-old boy took him to a chiropractor, and
a chiropractor next to a cryojamber,
cryogenics,
chiropractor,
whatever that word is. I'm not good today. I'm tired.
Not as tired as a 13-year-old boy.
He has a contusion on his spine with this problem and that problem.
So this happened in November. Why is this coming out at the end of January?
Thank you. And the father?
Because I got to get paid, motherfucker.
I'm a season ticket holder, 22 years. I'm giving them up. Okay.
Someone will gladly buy them for triple the price.
Well, somebody will gladly go. I mean, what are they going for? A bag of peanuts and a can of Coke?
It is the fucking tickets? Flyers.
I mean, you know, after watching last night's game, they're probably going for a couple grand. Now, the Penguins, after last night's game, probably not so much.
Really, that's what you come back with? All I'll ask is this.
Oh, here we go. How many
are you a Flyer fan?
Fuck yes.
So both our teams are better than your Flyers.
Who are you?
Islanders.
Who?
Yeah, who? Yeah.
What are you guys, owls over there? I couldn't hear you holding up these Stanley Cups.
There we are. So living in the past.
Now, here's my thing. All right. Living in the past, what's their records this year?
They are one spot out of the last playoff spot, the wild card spot.
Who?
The Flyers.
Right. And what's Penguins?
Shit.
2 points.
So you win one fucking game and you're all excited?
Fuck yeah.
The Penguins are 2 points ahead of the Islanders. Yes.
Right. I was just curious because when it comes to playoffs, Alan, I'll let you know what time the Islanders are playing. You can let me know what time the Penguins are playing. And maybe together we could figure out the time the Flyers are going to play.
Probably.
That's fine. Just remember that.
Because I think they're all going to the XFL.
Me and Juan work the soundboard, so I'll just mute you fuckers.
No, senor. Go Penguins!
So I want to get hashtag free gritty going. That's trending. So speaking of that, head over to Twitter, follow us there.
He's gonna be on a list, all right.
I just hope now, like in all seriousness, now let's just say
mascots are for the kids. Let's except say gritty.
No charges are filed or anything like that. Will you be pissed off if the Flyers get rid of Gritty because of this?
I just have to get the new person inside Gritty. That's
right. I hate to break this to you. I know there's children listening, but there is a guy that plays Gritty.
No, because he has a translator.
Okay. Yeah. Everybody in Philadelphia does. Yeah, joke off.
They're not getting rid of Gritty.
I just mean like with
How can you defend that? I'm gonna say let's pull this down for a second. I'm making you Gritty's defense attorney.
Okay.
Defend him.
Do you have any video proof?
Yes, because everybody's seen it.
No.
That's so then what's the Flyer saying about this?
It never happened. They did their investigation, and nothing ever happened. Where it happened, the cameras that are there aren't pointing in this area that the father said this.
Oh, kind of like happened. The Patriots, right? They weren't pointed, but they were pointed. Yeah. Okay.
So basically right now it's
guilty.
it's he said, she said type stuff. So I just think it's a cash grab for, you know, Flyers apparel.
Let's play the devil's advocate and it did happen. Okay. Now what?
I don't know. I mean, cause I don't want to say, hey, get rid of him. Maybe, you know, you get rid of the guy that is
well,
inside
that's,
the suit.
Let's face it, he's a made-up character.
The one thing you teach a boy from a young age is if somebody bullies you and hits you or does anything, you have the right to hit him back.
Yeah, you cock back.
Right.
So Gritty got hit first, so he had the right to slap that bitch back.
Damn right. And it turned out that the father was a Flyers fan, but the kid was an Islanders fan, so...
Yeah, bring him on over, baby.
Well, no. Listen, first off, I blame the parenting for taking their kid to go see the Flyers meet and greet.
You know, I've been seeing that a lot. And,
it wasn't a Flyers meet and greet. It was a Gritty meet and greet.
Well, there you go. That's like taking your kid to Neverland and wondering why he got diddled. Come on now.
Oh, boy. So another...
Oh, did it go too dark?
This was a hot topic that wanted to get brought up here tonight,
so,
too.
Another...
Billie Jean is not my son.
He's even wearing a Gritty shirt.
Damn right. Hashtag free Gritty. I'm showing my support. He didn't do it. If the glove fits, you must... Or if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
And if you're a cracked-out mascot...
That's what you come back for? That's what you come back with? How many cups you got?
Wow.
He where was that?
Tired. Yeah.
You thought I was crazy in the last
So, Alan, time. Anyway, in sporting news.
In sporting
news. I guess I'll talk to somebody that's normal. You click the buttons over
there. I was
going
to say, after 25 years, you still don't think I'm normal?
You have... No, wait, because you started this segment, we keep bouncing around, but okay. What ifs? What's your other what if?
With... Well, no, I just figure we do... Mozart, whatever his name is.
Yeah, okay.
You know, every week we'll do one or so, you know, like, you know,
Drew Brees. All right, so I'll throw one out here. What if the Titans win and they're facing San Fran this week? Who would you be taking?
Honestly, I'll jump first. I'm taking San Fran, and I think it would be a Denver, what was it, Patriots, when Peyton Manning was... lights out and everything, and the Super Bowl sucked. It was a complete blowout. I think San Fran would blow them out.
Okay, I'm just curious.
How about you?
Let's go Titans.
Yeah, I would like to have seen the Titans.
I think the hype train behind Henry he was good. I'm not taking anything away from what he did this season and in the beginning of the playoffs, but I think the hype train got too big, and you know he only got, what, 86 yards or something like that?
Well, I'll say is this. If I was a Titans fan, I'd still be happy this year.
How did the hype train get too big? They went into New England, beat New England.
That right there.
They went into Baltimore and beat Baltimore. Right. They had Kansas City down 17-7. Kansas City, that just proves the talent that Kansas City has.
What I mean is, with Henry, everybody thought, well, you know, kind of like the San Fran thing, just run the ball 70 times.
Yeah, but in the second half, they were down by 11, 12 points. They had to pass the ball at the end. They couldn't just hand it off to Henry.
And that's what I mean is they went into that game with only one game plan. It seemed like they didn't have like a what if Henry gets held to this much and we fall behind. What do we do to get back?
Most teams do go in with one game plan.
No, they didn't show it. They didn't show that they had a back. They should have had a backup. I mean, especially going at halftime.
You mean like a Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles backup?
Yes. Yeah. Who passed it to other players? I mean, you know, you ask this guy here, Nick Foles, did everything. He played center,
and also
guard, tackle. He handed it off to himself.
Second half, Kansas City held the ball on a long time.
Right, yeah.
That beginning of that third quarter, they had that 14-play drive.
Right, well, the Titans' defense
the field.
Fell short.
Yeah.
They kept them off the field. Every time it was third down, they got a first down. I mean, Kansas City did their part, too, on offense.
Yeah.
All right.
And kept Tennessee off the ball.
To keep this segment lucky, I believe in threes.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll do one more what if. Okay?
Okay.
You guys ready?
Oh, boy.
What if Allentown didn't come on the show and butcher the 1992 Redskins running back? Where would we be right now?
We wouldn't be in the good spot we're in, I'll tell you that. Thanks. Okay. I'm telling you that my point was people come out of nowhere.
Yeah, Ernest Biner, you know, out of nowhere.
Hey, O'Brien, I guess he's going to go home and check that restraining order again, make sure he read it right now.
Hey, Jimbo, remember
Ernest Biner I was talking about.
Remember in the beginning of the show before we started recording and you're like, mm-hmm. I'm going to get Allentown fired up today?
Yeah.
Winning.
I'm not fired up at all, boys. You haven't seen fired up yet.
As both his legs are twitching and his face is turning red.
I'm glad there's a table in between us.
Hey, you better watch out. He's about to gritty you.
I'm about to gritty you, son.
I got grittied.
Ow, Alan! That's right.
Jesus.
Hey, you deserve.
I'm not reporting that smack until 2 months.
You deserve to get grittied. Let's go.
You know what? We may have to make You Got Gritty as a segment, too, like here and there, because...
You got grittied.
Here's the
We'll start that segment. You
exactly.
Ready?
See? Great minds think alike. Right. I didn't even say nothing.
See? Where would we be?
New segment.
See,
you've
thank
been
you
gritty.
For Alan.
Star of show is coming through. I'll tell you.
So, with that being said, folks, Kansas versus Kansas State basketball... Yes.
I believe and, it happened last night.
They got grittied.
Well,
talk about full of testosterone.
In the stats and off the court.
So, folks, the story is Kansas versus Kansas State. You know, in state college rivalry basketball. For basketball, but Kansas State, no offense to them, were...
The who gives a shit rivalry?
Right. Well, they were, you know, nowhere near. Last seconds, they block a shot. The guy stands over them, and a brawl breaks out.
Now,
and
just... Clarify.
You know what? I did see a guy in orange run over and hit him.
And to clarify, I mean, he wasn't just standing over. He was flexing, taunting.
Right. Leads to a brawl, leading to the same player who blocked the shot and caused the problem to pick up a stool and almost hit somebody with it.
Almost gritty.
Goes into the stands. You can see Gritty was in the stands going, woo!
Gritty gets all over the place, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does. And... I mean, watching the video, I feel bad for all those behind the hoop fans who got trampled, hit. And as much as the main guy was the problem, I also watching the video, all the players that stepped over people, stepped on people to get to this fight.
That was the thing that blew my mind.
Like
it didn't seem, Alan, I don't know if you saw the video. I don't think I saw one basketball player try to pull a player away.
They all went to the fight.
And the sad part is it was Kansas State player.
Jesus.
Only player that went in to help besides the guy getting barroted was the Kansas State player, and he didn't do nothing wrong other than push people, like, not push people back, but put his arm out and trying to pull guys away for the other team. You had Kansas Jayhawks, like, they've been a basketball program for decades.
Yeah.
Top notch.
And these players were acting like straight hoodlums.
Yeah.
Yes, I said hoodlums.
And the thing with Kansas, too, is they're, I believe, still being investigated for paying players, you know, like how we've been talking about NCAA. So that punishment hasn't even been handed down yet.
Isn't that a normal NCAA tradition to pay the players?
Well, yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Okay, well. Really?
Reminds me of that movie with Nick Nolte, Shaq, Anthony Hardaway. Yeah. Was it Blue Chip?
Blue Chip, great movie.
Yep.
I love Anthony Hardaway. So
it's been going on
and
forever.
Like, the really messed up part about
my
this
daddy
story
really
is,
needs a tractor.
The really messed up part about this whole story is, like, when I saw it, everybody on Twitter and Facebook, all that, was like, oh my God, you know, what asshole is this net? He blocked the shot. Listen, I'm a firm believer you play till triple zeros. And I had no problem with how he blocked it. Yeah, maybe it was over top, but you're still playing the game. There was no need to be standing over a guy taunting when you're up by a minimum 20 points.
Now let's back that up a minute.
No,
you have these young players. Ernest
Beiner did not play that night either.
Listen, you have these young, impressionable people.
Yes.
Every time, and you can't disagree with me on this one, every time a play gets made, whether it's 28-0 or 35-0 or whatever, the NFL, a defensive guy makes a great play, he's up there flexing, or he's up there standing over the ball.
But the game still passes on.
But here's my only defense to that statement, which I agree with, okay, is football is a contact sport.
They do it in basketball, too.
Basketball, I was in agreement against
you. Basketball used to be a contact sport.
Right, listen. I was in agreement with when I was watching. I said, Jimbo, he didn't stand. But then when you watch the video, he purposely took four steps and stepped right next to his chest. Literally, you see his foot go right next to the guy on the ground's chest who was just like hands on the head like, oh, shit, and did that.
Yeah.
And if you're in a classy program like Kansas, and you know we both agree, there's no place for that.
Yeah,
I agree. That's my whole point I'm bringing up. There's no place for I mean, you don't have to do that on every play. You made the play.
You can
do it old Mutombo with the finger or something
walk away
like that.
And do something.
Walk away,
I'm fine.
But not over the top of the people.
Right.
But it's becoming that way because that's all they see.
And that's
the point I'm bringing up.
I think it also follows into today's society.
Yeah.
You know, we're allowing these, let's face it, kids, because they're not adults yet.
Yeah.
They may be legally.
All they're thinking about is da-na-na, da-na-na. Right.
So what do you expect? You know what I mean?
I fall
into these coaches need to step up. But my argument is, too, is I can see a lot of coaches have to act different because they're all afraid to be under investigation or, oh, you yelled at them too hard. Or if we stop being babies in America and be the great America we were, we need leaders to step up and lead these kids.
Yeah.
And they need to be disciplined. Now, this guy's, Stephen A. Smith. If you agree with him or not, he says at least the 10-game suspension.
Now, he did get an indefinite suspension. Now, me and Alan were talking a little bit before we came on the air. To me, indefinite means a season, but you made a good point. It could mean
indefinite means you can make up your mind, whatever the...
Yeah.
Well, right, season, and I said this with Goodell. I hate that indefinite bullshit.
A season ending is season ending. Okay, you don't play for the rest of the year. Indefinite is in 5 games they can come back and say, okay, you've done your time.
Right.
You're
basically, how much
back.
Are you going
to
pay me?
So if you are the college, how many games you give them? Like I said, I mean...
Well, you got to average it out, see what the normal fine is or the normal suspension is for something like that.
I mean, honestly,
get
this,
them back.
And I don't know if O'Brien feels the same way. This brawl felt like the Pacers rumble. Ron Artest.
How long did Artest get? 20 games?
Something like they had some long suspensions.
Again, I could accept it a brawl and say suspension things got heated if it stayed on the court. You put all those fans in that area in jeopardy, there's no excuse. It should almost be like football. You know where that sideline is, right? The minute you step off that field, stop.
And
you're out. In and then against a wall in front of untrampling fans, and I recall one older gentleman, and I don't mean to be rude, he had gray hair, basically crouched down, fell over, and he's like trying to get not hit.
Yeah.
Why do you need to worry about that shit going to a basketball game?
Yeah.
Paying to go see a game.
Let's not forget, he picked up a stool, a chair. He had intent to hurt somebody.
I mean, I imagine that older gentleman in that clip mm-hmm. felt like that 13-year-old boy when Gritty hit him.
Gritty! Yeah.
You know?
Brady should go.
So, but I mean, like,
suspension has to happen.
It definitely has to happen. Me personally, he's gone for the year.
Just for the sanctity of college sports, everybody claims, you know, they hate professional sports and rather watch college because of the purity.
Yeah.
Something needs to be done.
Yeah. You know, they always say,
I'll never claim that.
Well, right, but I'm saying most people.
Yeah.
You're a Sasquatch. There's a
difference. College basketball is the only way I'd say that because the NBA stakes.
Hey, did you bring that case of Jack's Link's jerky in?
Jack's Link's jerky, no.
Once we get an Instagram going, we'll get him there. The one thing I did bring up, you know, kind of going back to Gritty for a second. Did you see, you saw the Masvidal versus Ben Askren UFC fight a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Flying knee, knocked him out in like 2 seconds. I said, I wish I knew someone that could Photoshop Gritty it where Masvidal is. Come flying in and knock the kid out. That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, okay.
Speaking of UFC, usually we don't touch on it because that's Jimbo's little segment.
No, that's I was going to bring it up.
That nobody listens to.
Actually, it's one of the more popular ones. Thank you.
Right. McGregor.
Which, by the way, go over to podchaser.com for our show and review our...
Are you the big things. UFC guy?
MMA guy. UFC, MMA. I'm getting into it.
Well, he's more of a UFC transgender.
Was it? I saw a lot of tweets and everything, and people saying that fixed, phony.
They could all fuck off.
Listen, McGregor's the man. I don't care what anybody says.
He is. And going into the fight,
how had that fixed?
Exactly. Well, here's the thing.
I'm
telling you, tweets were going all over.
And when I read them, I immediately dismissed it and laughed. But that hit that crumpled him first was a legit hit.
Yeah.
Then he gets on him and he pounds the piss out of him.
And the thing is,
there's reports that Cowboy Cerdone had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, he had a broken nose.
But it's fixed.
Broken
nose. You know
nose
what I mean?
And a
broken grow up, America.
I'm just right. That's why I'm
grow
asking.
Up.
I mean, grow the, up.
The problem.
Right.
The problem.
He won.
Right. I'm on your side.
The problem is going into the fight. Someone started the rumor that Cowboy was already paid off. Cowboy actually had to make a statement saying, "Why would I do that? Why would I let him punch me in the face?"
Right.
You know?
Oh, yes. You mean you could? You want me to take a punch in the face, possibly lose my eyeball, and have brain damage?
Well, have a broken nose or a broken jaw or whatever. Yeah.
Folks, did you ever watch Rocky? I mean, honestly, do you really want to?
Everybody has to come down to his friends.
Who?
Rocky Balboa.
Who's that?
Get off my show.
So, cut anyways.
His mic. No, cut his mic.
You...
you will have hate mail. There's how many people love Rocky?
I love Rocky.
Now, did you guys see either highlights of the fight or the...
I did see highlights.
What about the interview with Joe Rogan right after the
fight? No, I did not see. I've been so busy on that night. I was working a double. So
I will say this, and me and you have been kind of in agreement over the past month since McGregor's been being a douchebag outside of the cage.
Right. He really let us down as fans, and we've talked about it multiple times that he was Antonio Brown-esque and his actions were getting out of control.
I will say
him and that Khabib are going to fight again, aren't they?
Right now, no. As of right now, no, because they're still trying to do Khabib versus Tony Ferguson because Ferguson won the number one contender match. But as far as the interview, I will say this. I'm not saying it's the Conor from when he came into UFC and how he was humble and everything, but he was a lot more humbled than he has been in the past. So it's almost like there's that light at the end of the tunnel for Conor.
Let me ask you something. Over the last, since the Mayweather fight.
Yes.
How much do you think that man has made?
Well, they came out. Forbes came out. He's $200 million. He's worth $200 million. His whiskey the
he
first year.
He could be humble now if he wants to be.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got everything he needs forever.
Speaking
now.
Of the Mayweather fight, now I seen in quick articles, I can't quote which articles, but McGregor would like to do a rematch with Mayweather.
Well, and leading up to this Cowboy fight, he said he wants to do a rematch with Mayweather. Mayweather supposedly going to be coming to UFC for a fight, which...
That I want to see. That's fair. I said that from day one.
Mayweather will get done. Smeared. Exactly.
No shit.
He wants to fight Masvidal for the baddest motherfucker belt, which was
time out a second. Who wouldn't like the video clip of Mayweather catching McGregor's toes across the chin.
Oh, my God. I just want to see Mayweather lose. That's all I want to do.
But I'm saying, but could you imagine that, like, jab, jab, jab.
I'm with you.
He wakes up and he's like, I've done win the pretty round.
Now, let's be honest. Whoever wakes him up, holds a book over his face and says, what does this say?
I can't read.
I think it says, I got knocked the fuck out.
But, yeah, I mean, the one thing, you know, getting back to what you
I just think it's fair, though. You look at it, and I don't understand it's not the same sport, but McGregor crossed over, got ridiculed, told he had no shot.
I think he'd fought well, to be honest.
He fought well on short training. I would like to see it.
Yeah.
Mayweather might have toyed with him or whatever, but he fought pretty well.
I'm telling you
now. He got tired.
I would pay $200 to watch that 30-second fight.
No.
I would.
Well, a lot of people were pissed off at UFC because it was only 40 seconds long and they paid $85.
Well, what are you going to do?
Do you know why it's $85?
That's the way it used to be with Tyson when you paid for those big HBO fights.
Oh, I remember my dad picking up our council TV and throwing it.
Oh, my God. He fought for 35 seconds against Spinks that one time. Right. He was like, this is it.
Do you guys, but you witnessed it. What is it? I mean,
I witnessed it. I saw
right. Well, what are you going to do? You know what I mean?
Do you guys know what you have to do to buy a UFC pay-per-view? And this, smart on them because people are doing it. You have to pay $10 a month for the ESPN Plus app and then buy the pay-per-view for $70.
No, see, you're wrong. Because if I signed up for the $10 a month, whatever the hell it was, ESPN Plus, you can also pay a yearly fee. But when you buy the UFC...
Okay.
It's only $35.
Nope.
Yes, just did it.
Not this past one. This past one was $70.
No, people wasn't. I signed up for it.
Okay, good for you.
Because my dad wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
So it was $10 for the app for the month, and I got when you were a member, you only paid $35 for the pay-per-view.
I mean, everywhere I was seen said $70.
Well, then, I heard people bitching about $85.
I'm not saying they're not, but maybe it was a 30-day. Why did I see what I saw different?
Maybe it was like the first 30 days type. You know, entry level thing that they
no, it was it. You could buy the year subscription for $50 or something like that, and the fight was $35, or you can do $10 a month and pay the fights discounted when you're an ESPN Plus member.
And what do you get on ESPN Blubs?
Plus a bunch of different. I don't know. I'm not fucking selling you ESPN Plus.
Yeah, speaking of ESPN, can you please pay us for this free advertisement that we're giving you? So
why does everybody attack shoulders?
Enough Connor talk.
Because of that new tattoo.
So there was some
mighty.
There was some Hall of Fame news this past 2 weeks
now
or whatever.
Into my area.
NFL Hall of Fame. we'll just jump into it. Bill Cowher, Jimmy Johnson. Alan made the statement to me before the show. I don't think he felt Cowher should have been in. Why? Super Bowl.
They can't see you shrugging your shoulders.
Yeah.
Okay. One Super Bowl.
Okay.
Two Super Bowls.
Two. Lost I was going to say two.
Lost one. Won one.
And
spit all over people most of his career.
Not
what
his
makes
fault.
You say that?
The chin. Every time he'd get mad, that spit would be coming out all over
you.
That
was tough love.
Exactly.
You were showered.
I mean, and
with
overall,
press.
I mean, I know the Steelers won, but were they really relevant?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so? Cordell Stewart as your quarterback.
Ben Roethlisberger.
That was Roethlisberger went his rookie year.
And
then the next time they went was
Cowher,
with Tomlin.
Cowher,
he went once with Roethlisberger.
He was there, 13 years,
I
think
it was?
He went
once with O'Donnell.
Well, here's my question to you. His overall record, the years he was there, he was a winning coach.
He had nine.
So what non-Super Bowl winning coach would you put in over Bill Cowher?
Okay, since we're silent.
I think so.
Like, all right, God forbid Andy Reid doesn't and he retires this season, so he never won a Super Bowl. Great record. You guys talk he's a great coach.
Yeah.
Well, Cowher did that with the Steelers. He pulled them out of the muck after the 80s.
I mean, I think the Jimmy Johnson one going in the Hall of Fame is right.
So, I don't because all of his players were on cocaine.
Getting back to Cowher, you asked what did he do other than Super Bowl. He had 9-10 win seasons out of 13 years or whatever. Back then.
With Cordell Stewart.
With Cordell Stewart.
I'm not.
How good was the division back then? It was like the AFC now.
Well, you had the
Browns.
Steelers, the Browns, Browns
Oilers at that time.
Well, Warren Moon was lighting it up.
Oilers was at least decent. 500.
No, Oilers were better. They went to
a couple championship games and blew it.
So that those were the years that they won the division.
Right.
But 9 out of, like, 10 win seasons. Okay, so you're guaranteed 2-4-6.
I just didn't think Kyle was a deserving.
So you're dismissing the Eagles Super Bowl year? Because our division sucked.
Yeah.
Our division didn't suck that year.
Yeah. It sucked for the past 10 freaking years.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody keeps saying, you know,
I'm just saying, the last 10 years, I think we've had 3 Super Bowl winners.
Because it's only one team coming out of that. When was the last time 2 teams came out of the NFC East?
With 11-4.
2 years, last year.
With
they had the Cowboys and the Eagles.
Above 10 wins?
Eagles had 9.
Yeah.
You said when was the last time 2 teams came out of the NFC
East? All right. Well,
last year, 2 teams came out of the NFC East.
We're also talking when football was football.
Yeah.
A lot more injuries, a lot more beatings, where you can head hit. Trauma. So we can say then he also coached in a harder era.
I guess.
I'm just saying.
And
yeah, I'm not dismissing your opinion.
It's like you said, like you said to me earlier, Shoulders, it's my opinion.
Right. And since you brought it up about different era, basically.
Listen, I'll gritty your ass right now.
our boy Harold Carmichael finally has made it. Let me ask this. Randall Cunningham still waiting for the call. Should Cunningham got the call over Carmichael, or are you okay with Carmichael getting the first call between the two?
I think Carmichael getting the first call between the two.
I don't know. I think Randall was a bigger name. I think he was known as the first ultimate weapon.
And that's what makes me surprised that Cunningham just doesn't get it. Doesn't get in.
Well, it comes down. He didn't win.
No, I don't know about that.
I think his he did. You know, I think the Buddy Ryan years really hurt him.
Yeah,
it was schoolyard. There was no. It was Randall go out there and make 2 or 3 plays for me. The defense will win this. I mean, it's been said.
I agree. I understand. Absolutely.
It was a highlight reel. I loved him. That's when I really started to. Love my Eagles,
And, you know, the article that I read on ESPN with all the inductees and when I read about the Harold Carmichael, one former player said they would have loved to see him in this era. And I never really thought about it. You think about then, pass interference.
Where they understood his style of play.
Yeah, and
you put him here. He would have been utilized totally different.
He would have been lights
out. I have a hat stand by him right up there.
Yeah, me and you.
Right. I love the guy.
Let's make the facts. His best year as a pro, I think, was the year that he played with the Minnesota Vikings, and they went 15-1.
You mean Cunningham?
Cunningham.
Yeah, we're back on Carmichael now. Follow.
Oh, Carmichael, I'm sorry. I thought we were still on Cunningham.
No. Gritty his ass.
When did you move to Carmichael?
About 2 seconds ago.
Right, yeah. So get on it.
All right, so obviously with Carmichael, we're back on Carmichael now. Okay, not. The one thing about Carmichael I did not know, I don't know if you knew this.
He's getting the Bobby Boucher look.
I didn't know he played for the Cowboys, Carmichael. It was his last year of his
career.
Yeah, but... when I saw that, I was like, oh, man, now I really want Cunningham in there because I could respect him going to the Vikings.
Right.
You know, but sticking with some Hall of
Fame.
You
know, Cunningham was a Cowboy, too.
I was blacked out a lot of that year.
Wow. He was a Cowboy also.
Don't rain on my parade.
Just letting you know, he was a Cowboy also.
Keeping with the Hall of Fame talk, MLB released their long list of Hall of Fame inductees.
Two.
Larry Walker and Derek.
It's a hard one to get into.
It is, and I kind of wish they would change the process in a way. You know, you got to get 75% of the votes, which Curt Schilling missed it by, I think they said, 2 or 3 votes.
And let's keep hoping he keeps missing it.
Why? Oh, he was a Red Sox. That's
There's
right.
no bigger scum in baseball than him.
Why?
You said it exactly right.
I honestly, me personally, think he should be in the Hall of Fame. Him and Roger Clemens. Well, okay, Roger Clemens.
Listen, you're trying to tell me...
oh, now Clemens, he wants a backpedal.
No. Whoa. He didn't ever have to be a Yankee. He could have been a Red Sox, stayed with the Astros, done all this stuff. But you're trying to tell me Roger Clemens doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
No, that's what I said.
Well, Schilling, Barry Bonds doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Are we going off the steroid accusations?
Forget that.
90%
Put an asterisk next to their name. Put an asterisk next to their
exactly.
name.
You know,
because everybody in that era was doing it.
Exactly. And there was plenty of, you know, fan talk. Hey, you know, Cooperstown put a separate extension onto the Hall of Fame steroid era.
Here's what gets me with that.
Put those players in there.
This steroid era guys saved baseball.
And right.
McGuire and Sosa out there that year where everybody came home after work and did everything and tuned
right.
their TVs in because they were coming to bat.
Even right.
well, you
and
missed.
They were watching the home run race, and it brought everybody back
even
to baseball.
The home
run and they were okay with that. And now all of a sudden they're going to ridicule them.
You missed the talks where we've had where me and Jimbo were in agreement that we want to be entertained.
Yeah,
I don't right. give a rat's ass what they take, and I think they should just make it legal. Entertain the shit out of me. It's a sport. I'm
people don't
want to
see
it.
A 300 foot homer. People want to see a 600
yeah.
foot homer.
Right.
Like you said, the home run derby alone.
Well, what about their health? I don't give a shit. To me, they're overpriced monkeys. If you want your health, go work a job pulling tires. You understand what I'm saying? You're getting paid millions.
Tires go on fire. You breathe that smoke in.
I mean,
right. your health.
Shut up. You even just said, you know, what about the player's health? They could say no. They could have said
right.
no. They accepted it.
Listen,
they knew
and
so
you put it back to the Lou Gehrig era and all of those guys. They used to pass around those balls of speed.
Yeah.
And if you didn't take them, they looked at you on the
right.
team like
they
there
used
was
to sell them in
there.
The supermarket.
Well,
yeah.
but because
they were called
speedos every yeah. day, and they did that. They were called black beauties and all of them. They took the
right.
speed.
So Bronx Bombers.
So the two guys that
Bronx
did
Bombers.
Make it, that did make it before we get to your
Zippy Tippies,
before we get to your douchebag player. Larry Walker.
Only the classiest player in baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Larry Walker.
Who?
That's why I was surprised. Like I forgot.
Larry Walker, now he had a few good years in Colorado.
He did.
And outside of Colorado, he had
really
one Hall
much.
Of Fame year. That was with the Montreal Expos.
Right.
See, I don't remember that one. I remember him as a Rocky.
Rockies, he had great years, and then he played he had good years with the Cardinals, but not great. He never played more than 140 games in a season, so he wasn't always there.
Right.
But 10th season in, they wanted to get him in. I mean.
All right. Well, you know what? Keeping with the new segment, what if? What if? Because obviously anybody that goes to Colorado hits home runs because of the air and all that stuff. What if Larry Walker never went to Colorado? Would he have
he might
not Hall
have.
Of Fame numbers?
Right. But regardless, he did and he produced. I can't. That's one of those what ifs. Well, I don't want to hear it. Well, how can you
change
that?
It took him till his last, you know, this was his last year of eligibility.
So, right, but at the same token, the same what if he didn't go there and he didn't hit the same, what if he went somewhere else and hit even better?
Well, that's why we're doing what ifs.
But the year in Montreal, he did have a Hall of Fame year.
Okay.
Do you not realize?
Do I have to punch you in the chest? You all right?
Are you smelling burnt toast? Because it looked like it.
Do you realize how many players came out of Montreal?
No.
Remember the strikes? You remember the strike year?
Yeah.
That team was loaded.
Oh, yeah.
What about Toronto? Joe Carter.
That was before that. 94, they had Vlad Grad. They had Walker.
So, getting to this douchebag player, and the person
so
that...
So, listen, let's get to the classiest player in baseball.
Derek Jeter.
Mariano, the year before, gets in unanimously.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with Derek Jeter getting in.
No,
one vote away from being unanimous. Who would not vote for him?
A Boston
reporter. What?
A Boston reporter.
No, I can't be that.
As much as I'm busting on Alan, calling him a douchebag and everything like that, I actually do
396 out of 397. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, my question is what does it matter anyway? He's in.
Doesn't matter, but it'd be nice to say two in a row unanimously. You know what
so
I mean?
So as
two
a team.
Nice
four,
enough
four.
To win five Super Bowls too, but Jesus Christ.
So you're saying that as a team. Yeah. You're not really saying it as Jeter himself. You just said it would be nice to have back-to-back.
Well, no. Jeter would say, I mean, tell him Mariano was a class act.
He
listen,
was
as much
I'm
as the
okay
people
with.
Call them, you know, the evil empire and all that, there were certain players on that team that you really couldn't talk bad about.
Well, Jeter
you
was definitely
talk bad
that.
About
yeah.
Mariano, and you couldn't talk bad about Jeter.
Because they both
they always
carried...
handled everything with class.
Exactly. They
Jeter was a class
right
act.
There
was
one
a gentleman's
situation
gentleman.
In Jeter's whole career that I could remember him not handling something wrong is when he slid into third and the backup catcher was backing him up and he broke his thumb and he was out for 6 weeks. He wouldn't take the catcher's phone call. That's the only thing I could ever remember that he did that wasn't so classy in his whole baseball career.
That and, you know, breaking up with J-Lo. Like, who breaks up with J-Lo? He must...
And now A-Rod has her, so he passed him around.
He
so
starts to understand that booty smelled.
I mean, even though even in the All Star game,
he doesn't make the smartest decisions.
He found
even in
out,
the All Star games. I mean, he was there in the ninth inning. A-Rod was gone.
Yeah. You have to understand, though. Jeter found out that she wasn't Jenny from the block. She was Jenny that's been around the block. So he kicked that girl on the curb.
Yeah, but you have to be a certain age. Sometimes I guess you are around the block.
I still love you, J-Lo.
As far as I think, you know, this whole one vote, everybody asking who did it, I think obviously someone did purposely. Just so
it wasn't unanimous.
Yeah. I mean, come on, let's all be honest here. I mean, he should have been.
Well, tell me how to live.
So, Alan, no, but yeah, definitely, you know, if I ask my father, because my father, I'm an Orioles fan because of my father. If you ask him, Jeter is a douchebag, screw the Yankees, they're terrible, blah, blah, blah. But almost finishing the show, one last little Hall of Fame breaking news earlier today. We're recording on Wednesday. Eli Manning will announce his retirement Friday.
So could we just say, since you're releasing it Friday, he's going to announce his retirement today?
Ooh, we could do a spoiler. We'll release the show at 7 a.m. Eastern time when right. he has his press conference at noon. We could be the spoilers. We gritty.
Break the news. So I guess it's coming down to Eli just really doesn't want to go out and try to learn a new offense and just wants to go out a Giant. He's had a good career.
Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I agree.
I wish he changes his mind. Maybe he sits out one season. I still think he has something in the tank.
I don't think so.
Did I finish what I'm saying?
Now you know how it feels.
Hold on. And I have a hard time with this one because even those years he won the Super Bowl.
Oh, you're getting reception.
The teams were so-so. But he got hot at the right. And he had the helmet catch, There were things that happened.
Right.
That were just
but we're
crazy.
All forgetting in the helmet catch what he did to extend it for the helmet catch.
And he did make a great play there.
Right.
Yeah. But is he going to the Hall of Fame because of his last name?
No.
No.
He has two Super Bowl wins.
That right there is the reason why.
If you can't say just that alone and being in the NFL with his stats.
And he did beat the Patriots.
Right. Then how can you ever, ever put any quarterback that's never won a Super Bowl in the Hall of Fame? He won two. He didn't win one. And it wasn't a fluke. He won two against a dynasty, if you hate him or love him at the time, or hot.
Yeah, it was their highest point of their dynasty was that
didn't
time.
Did something crazy happen in both games? The helmet catch in one.
It doesn't matter. He still helped the team win.
He didn't.
I'll say this. Just those two Super Bowl wins.
But during his whole career, did he ever look like one of the most impressive quarterbacks to you?
Yes. During those Super Bowl runs.
Those two Super Bowl wins made him go from being Archie Manning.
Had nothing to do with Michael Strahan playing defense and defense playing well. And...
No, not Ernest Biner.
I'm having a stroke.
Made him go from Archie
How
Manning.
How could you be having a stroke? I said it right. They won those on defense.
Made him go from Archie Manning.
No, he still put up.
Would you shut up over there? Holy shit. Made him go from Archie Manning.
So you know
to
what I'm saying, right?
Right. Yeah.
I'm you and both of you. So he went from Archie Manning. Yes, you're both
no,
you. No,
you gotta understand.
To Peyton Manning, just those two Super Bowls alone get him into playoffs. If you take those two Super Bowls away
in the playoffs,
get him in the playoffs. Playoffs. We're talking playoffs.
Oh, I got that.
Talking about playoffs. You're not really that stupid, are you? So I mean, my thing is
I guess you could be right. Hall of Fame, I guess.
How can he not? What in his era, who would you put above him?
In his era?
Right.
That's going to be retiring soon?
Right.
Philip Rivers or Eli Manning? If you take,
I'd put Philip Rivers in.
Over Eli.
Over Eli.
Over Eli. That's what we're asking.
I don't know.
Right. If you have to think, then no.
Yeah.
Philip has won nothing.
So, exactly. So if you're going to put Philip
in
there.
I hate the Giants. You know that.
If you're going to put Philip in there with no Super Bowl wins. You have to put Eli in there with two Super Bowl wins.
And arguably, he put up better record and better stats.
He's even.
Yeah.
Actually, he's one game under 500 in his
career. I think he won that back because we put him down one below. then the following week he won.
Because he's even. That's right.
That was the one thing I was hoping for, because he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
So he's even. So he's like 161 and 161.
So Allentown, here's my point. You just said it. They're even. So if they're even in stats, they're even in wins. But Eli has.
Yeah, but you got to understand. You got to understand that one Super Bowl was absolutely positively won by the defense.
They put up 30 points.
What Super Bowl did they put 30 points?
You talk amongst yourselves. I'll
are you guys kidding me? They won each game by like 3 points.
See, again, now you're using.
And the defense won it.
But you're using his philosophy with Nick Foles, and Nick Foles won us the Super Bowl. You can't say the defense won.
Whoa!
They could have. They helped. No, but you're basically saying the defense won the Super Bowl for the Giants. They may have had a major part in it, but they didn't pass the ball.
They stopped that 16-0 football team.
Did they pass the ball? Did they run the ball?
They won 17-14.
Did they pass the ball?
But let me ask you a question. They won 17-14.
Yes.
The defense stopped the Patriots. The helmet catch was made.
Yeah.
Just hear me out on that.
No, I understand where you're going, but how...
You guys have a point there, but so do I.
Yeah.
You have to really look at the career. He's 161 and 161 as an NFL quarterback.
And that's why I was hoping...
50% quarterback.
That's why I was hoping against the Eagles when he lost it, that would be it.
So I was hoping it was. I hoping it was. It was going
to
be it.
He put up 21 points to win, and he put up 17 points against the Patriots.
And what were the final scores?
It doesn't matter.
What were the final scores?
21-17.
4 points.
Right. And then 17-14.
3 points.
Right. But my point is, if they didn't put up them 14 or 17.
And how many points a year was that Patriots offense averaging those years? They were averaging like 40-something points a game those years.
Yeah, yes. But you would argue
it's all good. You guys, the argument's over.
But you would argue that the Patriots' defense.
There is an argument for him not to get in. There's an argument for him to get in.
Okay,
and that's why I love this show.
Thought we weren't going to get him fired up today.
I'm not fired up. I'm just here to make.
No, it's over. Points. This conversation is over.
I was wrong about Ernest Byner.
Well, you were saying
I'm getting my jerky and I'm going back to the woods.
I wish I knew this jerky thing, so I'd be in tune with what's up.
I think that's
good. Jack's Link beef jerky with Sasquatch.
With Sasquatch.
You are the Sasquatch.
Oh yeah, I'm the Sasquatch.
Allentown
best looking Sasquatch you'll ever
see. It's great having you on this show, and I understand if you don't want to come back.
I love it. I'll be back next week.
We'll send Gritty to pick you up.
Well, make sure you hit us up on Twitter, STS O'Brien for me.
The show is ST Sports Podcast. Allentown, what's your Twitter handle? Oh, that's right. You're 70 years old, so you don't do that social media stuff.
I'll be Twitter. I just don't have one yet.
No, he'll have his own Twitter, folks. He's getting it up and ready for you folks, and then we'll release it to you. But Jimbo, please explain to them to please go vote for us.
Yeah, so if everybody could go over to podchaser.com.
Podchaser.
And look up Stay Tuned Sports, and it's just kind of like iTunes with the review. It's a little bit easier. Head over there, give us a review, any type of feedback you want to let us know. And also, head over to our official website, staytunedsports.net, where we have all our merchandise there and how you can listen and contact us. But please, like we said, head over to podchaser.com.
Podchaser.
I hope they get the merchandise out quick, because I'm a part of the show and don't even have merchandise.
We only have one t-shirt apiece. We'll get you one. Relax.
I thought we were sharing mine.
Shut up.
Oh, no, those pit stains look so bad on it.
We'll give him...
He's Orioles fan. Of course he sweats.
Listen, since Juan is fifth in line now, we could give him Juan's shirt. I mean, it's extra small, but...
Screw you, fuckers.
So, with that being said, we will be back next week. Hopefully, Alan, you could be back again and show
us. Well, I thought he's a permanent fixture of our show, but... He's awful testy today for not getting upset.
I've been upset once.
So this is your good friend Jimbo.
This is O'Brien.
And Allentown.
Grittier later.
Grittier.